Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, greets Volodymyr Zelensky as the Ukraine president arrives in the United Kingdom. The British offer to train Ukrainian pilots on modern NATO fighter jets is a carefully couched hint to the rest of NATO that at some point it may have to provide modern jets to help Ukraine defend its airspace from the Russian Air Force. The offer of NATO jets to Ukraine briefly surfaced as an idea after the controversy over the provision of tanks was settled with as many as 150 tanks to be offered within the next year.
All over the United Kingdom, Ukrainian men and women are learning how to command and control NATO standard weapons, whether that is in drone warfare, tank operations, or basic training. Their dedication, courage, and determination is a credit to you and your country. And Vladimir, your visit here today underlines our two countries' close and enduring friendship. We will always be by your side, your staunch and unwavering friends. And we both know the people of Ukraine's incredible strength and inspiring bravery will ultimately defeat tyranny. That is why we are training and arming them with the equipment they need to push back Russian forces. And as I said to you earlier today, we are also accelerating the delivery of our equipment, the equipment of our allies, to ensure that it reaches your front line in coming days and weeks, not months or years. The Ukrainian crews who arrived last week will be using Challenger 2 tanks to defend Ukraine's sovereign territory next month. And I'm pleased that today we have agreed that we will expand our training program. A program that has trained 10,000 troops in the last 6 months alone to your Marines and fighter jet pilots, ensuring the armed forces of Ukraine are able to defend their country. We must arm Ukraine in the short term, but we must bolster Ukraine for the long term. Your country cannot be left vulnerable to attack ever again. Today we have signed the London Declaration, further deepening our cooperation, and in the coming days, we will mark a year since this needless and unprovoked invasion, and Russia will see more than ever that their tactics are only solidifying Western resolve, only convincing us to go further and faster to help you, Vladimir, and we will. After all, you told me last week that collective international unity is your greatest weapon, and you can be sure that we will deliver on that, not just now, but long into the future.